You are listening to the Estheticians Earn More podcast with Brandy Hageman, episode number 135. Welcome to the Estheticians Earn More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Happy Monday. Welcome back. I hope you're having a really good week. I wanted to talk to you about something today that came up in the free workshop that I had. I guess now it's been 2 weeks. And don't worry if you missed it. We'll do another one soon. And that is feeling like what you do is worth the money people may pay for it. Meaning that if, let's say, you charge $150 an hour, is it worth the $150 for that hour? This came up actually with an esthetician who does acne, but I want to encourage you, no matter what specialty or specialties you do, this is the same for all of them. And I'll give you some examples about why I believe that's true. But when I was talking to this esthetician, she was saying that she didn't think, compared to other services that she did, that her acne service was worth more money, because in other services she did more things during the same amount of time. And I challenged her to think about the value that her acne clients get beyond the hour or whatever amount of time is that they spend with her. And that the value is not just the appointment. Of course, the appointment is very valuable. It's, you know, time and product and all those things. Knowledge, right? But they're also getting value when they're not seeing her. And I would say the same for you. If you're like, no, no, I do waxing. I'm not, you know, in their bathroom every day with them removing stray hairs. No, you're not. But if you do your job well, they are essentially wax free for 3 weeks until they see you again. So they have value every day they wake up and they don't have hair wherever it is that they got waxed. Their eyebrows, Brazilian, arm, whatever it is, right? There is value every day they wake up and there's no hair. If you do eyelash extensions, yes, you are putting the eyelash extensions on during that hour, but every day they wake up and they have beautiful eyelashes that don't hurt, that feel really good, that feels like they're natural lashes. They look in the mirror and it looks like they already have, you know, makeup on. They already look ready to go. That is a value that they're getting every single day from you in your service. So I want you to like really think about that, because I don't believe estheticians actually make money by the hour, even though we technically are paid by the service and of course products. But we aren't really working by the hour.
because the value you give your client goes way beyond the hour together. Again, yes, you may, they may be glowing and looking amazing when they leave, but if you've done a good job in your facial and also given them the products they need to use and teach them how to use them and all the home care supporting what you did in the treatment room, that's a lot of value, right? Like, I've been waxed by European Wax Center people, and there's no mention of aftercare or how to take care of my skin or any of that stuff that I've been waxed or sugared by other people who really take the time to explain that to me and to teach me and to give me the resources. I want you to spend time really thinking about all the value you give that is not in the time that you spend with your client. And especially if you are one of the estheticians that is supporting your clients in between appointments, especially if you do acne or you do any kind of deep treatments or peels on the skin where, you know, it could be a little dodgy, you know, where someone maybe have a reaction or they really need some support because they feel like their face is falling off, right? And they're like, what is happening? You are supporting them in between those appointments. So you're actually not only making money during that time. So if you're thinking about all those hours and energy you put into your clients in between seeing them, you should be paid for that time. That's why I don't want you to think about your business as an hourly business. I know from a business planning, if you went to my planning workshop in the beginning of the month, I did talk about like per hour, how much are you making or per client? Because that's just literally how money is exchanged. But it doesn't mean that is how money is earned. If someone comes to you versus a competitor, there's a value that they get from you that they may not get from the other person. Maybe it's location. Maybe it's the connection that they have with you. Maybe it's the way that you do it. You know, like I said before, I've been sugared by a number of different people, and not all people who sugar are equal. Some people, like, it does not hurt going on. Some people, it really hurts going on. That's a big difference in value. Again, sugared by people where they gave me really great skincare advice and like what to do specifically for me versus someone who just like, you know, pulled the hair and like called it a day. Before I became an esthetician, I was always afraid to get my eyebrows waxed because I just hated, like, my eyebrows would be really red and I get those little like histamine bumps. And I didn't know that's what it was. I thought it was acne. But like, nobody ever took the time to like tell me that could happen and explain to me what it is and like what to do. But if I had gone to an esthetician that did that, I'd be like, oh yeah, this is super valuable. Like, I'm definitely going to keep seeing that this person, and they gave me value outside of just the treatment, just the service. The reason that I bring this up is because I think it's really dangerous as you grow your business, as you're thinking about your business, as you have goals for your business, if you think about you are trading time for money, because you're not trading time for money. Like, yes, there is a physical space that person is taking in your treatment room, and you have limited time. And I also really hope with my whole heart that you're not working 8 hours a day on clients, because that's exhausting and unsustainable and you will 100% burn out. So yes, you do have limits on your time. And again, from a business planning standpoint, you need to be making the money that you need to be making during the time that you're working so that you can make a profit. Like, those are 100% true. I don't want to discount those things because those are true. But that's really from an overall pricing perspective. But if you present your services and you think about your services as, this is how much you make an hour, this is how much it costs for an hour service or a half an hour service or a 2 hour service, you're literally trading dollars for time, your clients are also going to look at it that way. They're going to be like, that wasn't worth it. That, you know, 20 minute service, that wasn't worth that money. But if you look at it and talk about it and present your business as a, this is the value you're getting for this money that includes this service, that includes these resources, that includes this and this, it's a lot more valuable than someone who's just putting eyelashes on someone. I went and got eyelashes when I first became an esthetician, and I remember, you know, they had glued lashes together essentially. I didn't know that's what had happened at the time, but it just like kind of hurt. Like sometimes like I would look a certain way and it would kind of hurt a little bit, like really irritating my eye. The first, you know, appointment took a long time, but I really didn't understand like how long it would take in between appointments. There was just like a lot of things that I just like didn't really know what to expect, how to take care of them. I like they did tell me a little bit at the end, but it was just like kind of this vague, like, here's your lashes, there you go. And the reason I went is because I had a friend from esthetician school that had gotten a job at one of the lash chains, and she was learning, obviously. So I don't think I paid for my lashes, but I definitely didn't want to keep them up. I didn't like the way they felt. It just wasn't like a good thing for me. And I think I've shared this before with you, but I got my lashes done in San Diego from my friend Anya, who's fantastic at lashes. And she's like, come in, I want to do your lashes. And I was like, yeah, these are the reasons why I've gotten before. I didn't like it. She's like, I promise you, it's not going to be like that. And it wasn't. It was like, I didn't know I had them on. They were beautiful. They didn't fall out really easily. Like when I went to get a fill, I didn't feel like I needed a fill. Of course, when I got the fill, I was like, wow, my lashes look so much better. But like, it was just such a positive experience. The value that I spent on those lashes was not just the time I spent with Anya. And actually, I didn't really even talk to her. I just kind of zoned out while she did my lashes. And so I want to encourage you to think about it from that perspective. Like, Brittany seeing lash artist at this one place who was learning obviously still and someone else. And why did I want to go back to the person, my friend Anya, besides the fact that she was my friend? I 100% would have kept getting lashes if it wasn't work, like didn't feel good on me, right? I would have been like, ah, it's not for me. You know, it's expensive, right? Like you're spending a lot of money on these lashes. You better love them. And it's because the value of them were so great. And when 2020 happened and COVID, and then I ended up moving, I stopped getting lashes. But those lashes, they hung on. I had them on for a really long time before they finally all fell off. And so again, that value, that last fill or fills that I got on those lashes, those lasted forever, way past my time with my friend who did my lashes. If you're doing a relaxation facial, maybe you're like, I don't know, man. They are relaxed when they're in with me and then they go back to the real world and, you know, their stress is all there. And that, like, yes, that could be true. But what are other things that you do in that facial that is lasting beyond your time with them? I know I had a facial client because I did facials up until I, you know, closed my business. And she came to me every single month. And I actually, you know, I'd do a shoulder massage and I'd actually tell her, like, you're getting really tight again. Are you doing okay with your life? Like, you need to see a massage therapist. It seems like you're really stressed. And I also knew her skin so well because I saw it every month for at least 2 years. She had like a mole on her chest that was changing every time I saw her. It looked different. And I told her, like, I think you need to get this checked out. And she went to the dermatologist and it was precancerous cells and she got them taken off. But like, that's huge value. Like, I noticed her skin looked different and not in a good way, right? And so you can have so much value for your clients if you really start looking at it from that angle versus like, oh, charging $100 an hour is too much money. It's not worth the appointment. Or $150 an hour. Or charging this amount of money for this service, that's just too much money. Maybe it is too much money for the period of time that you spend with them. But is it too much money for the period of time that you don't spend with them in between your appointments? Lastly, I want to say this. I know I've been talking a lot about value on this podcast lately. And that is because from talking to the people, the esthetician people, some of you know who you are, whether you're my client or I've had conversations recently, you've come to my workshop or whatever. I do get the feeling that a lot of you don't have value in what you do. You really do see it as like, it's not that hard for you to do it. It doesn't take a lot from you to do it, especially if you've been doing it for a while and your skill is really good. You're like, I don't know, it's not that great. But just because it's easy for you to do it, or you've mastered it, or it's not a thing that you even have to think about, you know, like when I did extractions, I didn't even think about them. It was just such a natural thing for me. It doesn't mean it wasn't a really great thing that I did. When I did those extractions, it improved their skin tremendously for like at least 2 or 3 weeks. It was a really big deal for their skin. If you're teaching someone how to eliminate ingrown hairs from waxing or sugaring, that's huge. Ingrown hairs are painful. They hurt, and they are not fun to have on your body, especially in sensitive areas, right? Like, no one wants an ingrown hair under their arm. That doesn't sound, no, no. On their bikini line, absolutely not. Ow, no. No thanks. I'm good, right? So I really want you to think, like, what it is that you're doing is actually really incredible for that person. That's why they're coming, and they do find it valuable, and it's not because by the hour. Even if they talk about it that way, or you hear people talk about it that way, they can think that. But you and I, we know, right? We know it's not just an hourly thing. We know it's a thing that goes beyond that, that can be really impactful in people's lives in different ways. And you should be very, really, really proud of that. Okay, I'll talk to you next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now.
Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helped my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it, so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.